Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Fog. 22 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
AEAWOK.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 23 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
WHB.
Good morning. 10:00 hours. Sunny. 26 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 11:00 hours. Cloudy, 30 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WGAKL on the mobile.
Good afternoon. 12:00 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KSA-SQN testing.
Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar. What you testing, Wyatt?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Making it in.
Yeah, I was testing out my HD. I had a, what was that, 6.5 inch rat tail on it I made, and I was just testing it out. But yeah, I'm, it's better than the last time though. KSA-SQN Friday.
Whiskey 8 Golf, India Oscar. Yeah, I caught at the end there you stepped up, so I don't know if you moved it or whatever, but sounds like you're on the right track, brother.
Yeah, I was soldering today and making new rat tails, cutting them to length and stuff. I was trying to hit that repeater. I'm in Emily City, and the nearest repeater that's linked to a system is the Romeo one. And I have a Explorer QRZ-1 I got a couple days ago, and I put that rat tail on it, and I can barely even make my local repeater.
Well, that's the beauty of the hobby. You test and retest and have more fun and figure it out. And then once you figure it out, it's a great deal of enjoyment. So have fun with it.
Roger, thank you. Yeah, I feel like that's what the hobby is all about. Learning from your mistakes, making mistakes, and having fun. But I'm going to move outside. Move my equipment outside today to test it out, see if I get a better reception than indoors, inside, because I was running a 3-foot tape, and I went in the highest point of my house to get, try to hit this repeater.
Yes, stop. I think when I'm in the house, upstairs, I use a half-pan cookie sheet and put a magnet mount on the bottom of it. Holy crap. Sorry, the guy next to me about ran me off the road. It's all about the ground plane. You've already figured all that stuff out, so it sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah, I definitely learned that the ground planes really helped me a lot. I used to use a metal pan. I mean, I still will, but the rat tails is so much better. I wrap it around my SMA connectors. The SMA, what is that? Female, I think. Yeah, female. On my antenna, I wrap that copper wire around. And I have one for VHS and one for UHF. I swap out. But I use a Belfing AR-152. It's a high-powered HT. It's about 10 watts. I'm working on getting my generals. I cannot study for the save my life though.
Yeah, it's a dedication. I used an online ham. Oh gosh, I can't think of it now. Ham.org, but it was great. The classes were great. It was all online. You just take tests, and that's how I passed mine.
1300 hours clear. 45 degrees.
Yeah, I used a ham study. That's what helped me get my technicians a lot. I like how they randomize the questions for the test. It's not like the same order every time I hand prep. But yeah, I've been wanting to get my generals for a while now. Or not a while. I got my license 3 weeks ago. So for about this week, I've been wanting to get my general because I heard FT4, I think, and FT8. And I use this website on my mom's laptop. It's called Remote Ham Radio. It's a paid program, but I got it for free because I joined the program. But you can do FT8 on there from your computer, and you can plug in Morse code keys to your laptop and send Morse code out. But I've been wanting to get on, 40 meters and stuff like that. I don't like being stuck on 10 meters.
Yeah, it's fun once you get there. I ended up doing a lot of POTO last year, and so I've been working on my truck, getting it converted. And this summer, hopefully, I plan to spend some more time hitting parks and activating more parks. But yeah, it's a slippery slope. It's a lot of fun, so enjoy it. I started off studying for my extra, and then I got sidetracked with work. So it is on my list to complete before the end of the year. Knock on wood.
Roger, like what I said, I cannot study for my generals, because I could study exams, but I have the patience. It's just like, there's so much other stuff I could do. Like my projects and stuff, I always think about that when I'm studying. So I can't just like focus on it and actually study. I got to chapter 4 of the generals. But hopefully once I pass my test, knock on wood, I will immediately go on 40 meters. I've been wanting to go on that for a long time now.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And that's KB9VBR, a cat named Michael Martins, but he's, between him and Sean got me converted to get my go from GMRS to ham, and then once I got down that slippery slope, it just kind of went from there. But I had to take a little bit of a break earlier, but now I'm back at it, and looking forward to the summer. I am pulling up to my house, so have fun with your projects, Wyatt. It was good catching up with you again. I talked to you, I think last week I was dropping my son off to go pick up a car, and then some other guy jumped on our call, so I never got to say goodbye. But I am Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar. My name is Ben, and I live in Rochester. Talk to you soon, man.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India.
This is KSAFQN. I didn't get your call sign, but the breaking station, go ahead.
Yes, Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India. The name here is Brad. Bravo, Romeo Alpha Delta, and I'm located in South Windsor, Ontario. And I'm running a Yaesu FT991A with a Comet GP15 on top of a 30-foot tower. How's my shade report? I don't know who it goes to, but my name is Brad.
QSO, I got you to 5-9. My name is Wyatt, spelt Whiskey Yankee Alpha Tango Tango. And I am from Emily City, Michigan. And I believe the person I just talked to left, but I'm going to say bye to him really quick. I didn't get his call sign, but you have a good rest of your day in 7-3. And I'll hand it back over to you.
All right, Wyatt. This has been Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar. Catch you next time. Have fun today, bud.
Roger, thank you. You as well, and you have a good rest of your day. And 7-3 you. KFASQN. I'll hand it over to Brad, I believe.
Hi, Double D there. Could you give your name phonetically and slowly? V3CCR.
Roger, my name is Wyatt, spelled Whiskey, Yankee, Alpha, Tango, Tango. And my call sign is Kilo, Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot, Quebec, November, KF8FQN.
KF8FQN, V3CCI. Nice to meet your acquaintance there, V3CCI.
Roger, it's nice to talk to you. I've never talked to anybody from Canada before. Everybody's from the U.S. I had one guy on ECR talks from England. I'm using EchoLink right now. But, yeah, it's a pleasure meeting you. And what's your call sign phonetically? I didn't get that.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India. Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India, Roger. I'll log you down on QRZ.
Kilo Fox Charlie, Fox Charlie, November, KJO.
This This is KSA-FQN, KC-8-KJO. Tom, go ahead.
I was checking out your QRSV log book. Looks like you've been a little busy beaver there, sir. Great job.
You're not coming in very good there. But thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm coming in on a Warn repeater. I'm using HD Evolving EM32. The only one that I brought with me today. I don't have any mobile units in my personal vehicle.
Roger, yeah. I got to the point where I could tell if somebody's using a Baofeng just by me using my Baofeng. I think I told you I got a new radio, a QRZ1 Explorer. I liked it. It's a 5-watt, small little radio.
You got to put it on your YouTube channel so we can check it out.
Roger, I don't think, oh, I did post it, but I posted the transmission and receive quality on it. But yeah, I'll do a review on it. Well, thank you for visiting my channel, and I'm going to hand it over to Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India.
How long have you been a ham for? Are you just starting into the hobby, or how long have you been a ham? I got licensed 20 years ago, and I was 16, so I was pretty excited when I got my license, B3CCR.
I got my license about 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? B3CCR.
I'm 11.
Yep. 11. That's pretty good. Yeah, like I said, I was 16 when I got my license. Well, I was 11 when I discovered amateur radio, so, yeah, that was back 25 years ago, I think. No, 24 years ago. Back in 2001, my dad got me into amateur radio, so. Yep. Welcome to the hobby. BPCCI. Go ahead to the other station.
Hey, it's Joe. All right, Wyatt, have fun out there. I got to do a couple other things down here in Clinton Township, and then maybe I'll hear you on the radio when I drive back up to my home, CPH. So enjoy the hobby, and I'll probably talk to you throughout the week. 73 to you, sir. KC at KJO.
Somebody there to you as well. Nice talking to you again, and yeah, I hope we bump into each other on this repeater system again. 73 to you, and I'll hand it over to Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, what antennas do you got up, and what radios are you using at the moment?
I got a Baofeng AR-152. It is a 10-watt HT radio. I am using a 3-foot tape antenna on it, indoors, sadly. I got key rat tails for VHF, UHF. I have two radio oddity QA radios. They have no keypad on it and stuff. And then I got a QRZ-1 Explorer. And that is another ham radio I just got. And they both, those radio oddities and the QRZ-1, they have stock antennas. So the only non-stock antenna I have is that 3-foot tape. I'm looking to get a Anytone 778 for my birthday with a power converter and a base antenna. for my home base station. Back over to you.
Yeah. I have a Yaesu ST-991A and a Comet GP-15 on top of a 30-foot tower, so. And plus I have a few HDs. I have a Kenwood TXD-74, a Yaesu FD-70B, and an old ICOM ICV-8. It's just 2-meter only, so. V3CCI, over to you.
Roger, yeah, we have a 30-foot tower, lucky. So that's why I was call sign. I think he's newer to ham radio. He's in his 20s, I believe. I seen him at my local amateur radio club meeting. Speaking of that, I went to my first ham radio club meeting last Tuesday. But he has a 30-foot tower. He didn't put up yet. But yeah, you're lucky. You have a radio tower.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a great hobby to get into. So, yep. You have your license for about 3 weeks now. So, and all the Americans, they have to renew their license every 10 years, but us Canadians, we have it forever, so it's pretty nice. P3CCI, over to you.
Really? You guys are lucky then. I'm not looking forward to studying for my license all over again. I did not enjoy that at all. Also, I got a question. What in Canada, what's the FCC called? Like, I know it's called something different. It's like, what is it called?
Say again.
Hey, Roger, so if you know how we have, like, the FCC that, like, gives us our license, like, what's, like, Canada's version of that? Like, who gives you the license?
Oh, you mean the governing body of amateur radio? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yeah, correct.
It's Industry Canada over here, V3CCI.
Industry Canada, correct?
That's affirmative. Yep, Industry Canada.
That's crazy, you never knew that. Good to know. Wait, I don't know if you know this, but like, if I went in Canada, let's just say I want to go in Canada, with the U.S. amateur radio license, can I still operate ham radio in Canada?
Yeah, you can, bring your U.S. call sign, but you have to use the VE3 after it. You can say your call sign, but you have to use the VE3 because VE3 is the prefix for Ontario.
Roger, so VE3 is for Ontario, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, so, V2CCI for ID.
Yeah, it is, yeah, I'm starting to get it now. See that V3 for Ontario, I believe, and then I think it's for the Michigan region. It's 8, so KF8, I think is like a new, what would that be, suffix of the newer call signs?
Oh, okay. Very good. So, how did you become interested in amateur radio?
I got into ham radio. Hold on, I'm looking kind of. I got a ham radio. I heard about it about, I don't really know, I'm guessing 6 months ago. That's when I started listening to web SDRs, some shortwave radio. And I started doing some research more on it. And I had that Bell thing, that AR-152. Because I play airsoft and I used it to make my vest look cool. So never used it. Then I dug it out of my closet, hit the scan button, started listening to, it's an analog radio, so I went on a DMR channel, and I just heard, like, buzzing, you can say, and I thought that was cool for some reason, and I started learning the CTCSS, stuff like that, and, eventually, I wanted to get my license. I found out that you had to have a license to transmit. I wanted to talk to other people, and I started studying for my technicians.
Connected to CMN Network.
B3CCI, yeah. Well, how I got my license is my dad got me into amateur radio by, he had a scanner radio with all the ham frequencies in it. And that was back in 2001. And then I tried to study the course, but I failed it back then. And then since I'm a white painter and totally blind, I went to a school for the blind, and they had a amateur radio course there. And this was back in 05. And I passed the amateur radio course, and I got my license at 16. And here I am, 36, loving your hobby, so. P3CCI.
Roger, well, that's an awesome way to get in the hobby. Everybody's a little different, and that's what I like. I love hearing the stories of other people, how they got into it. And if you don't mind me asking, so you are blind?
I have been blind since birth. My radio is, like, some of them talk to me, some of them don't. Like, I have to use programming software on my computer, and my computer talks to me. It's pre-meeting software, so that's how I use all my technology.
Roger, that's awesome. Well, good for you. That's really awesome. I've never, I heard of that, or it's, my wording's not right, but, yeah, keep it up, that's awesome.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it is. So have you worked Simplex at all?
Say again?
Have you worked Simplex at all? It's just strictly radio to radio. There's no going through a repeater or anything like that.
Simplex, yeah, I run the National Simplex Calling Frequency, which is 146.520 megahertz, and I talked to one person who was passing by I think, a highway, and I managed to talk to him, but that was the only contact I made on Simplex. I've been messing around with Simplex.
Yeah, I go on Simplex all the time. I use that 652 all the time to, especially when ban opens happen via 3CCI.
Roger, yeah, I enjoy Simplex a lot. I think, yeah, it's a good way to test out your radio, too, the range of it. And to be honest, I don't know about you, but I'm so happy whoever made Simplex up. I'm very happy they did that because I feel like it wouldn't be ham radio without Simplex.
Okay. So, what are you using for your base station again? I couldn't quite catch it.
Right now I have HTs. That radio I was talking to you about, that's the one I want to get for my birthday. It is a Anytone 778 with a base antenna, and that's what I want to get for my birthday. I don't have it right now. But the radios I have are two Radio Oddity 2A radios, one QRZ1 radio, and a Baofeng AR-152.
Oh, okay. Yep, very good. V3CCI Friday.
KSA FQ on Friday. Yeah, I enjoy using my Baofeng. That's the main one I use because it's got the best antenna on it. The rest of my radios are all stock antennas, rubber duckies. But my Baofeng can pick up weak signals from about, in ideal conditions, like inside of my house, about 10 miles away. Running Simplex outside in a higher location, or in a field, I can get things from about 30 to 40 miles away. That's pushing it, though.
You want to go on 5-2 real quick? See if I can reach you from there?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I'm curious to see if you can reach me. But yeah.
Okay. VE-360i2SY to 5-2.
KSAFQ, Ren. May take an extra minute. I need to get my VHF ground plane on my radio. I just need to unscrew the antenna.
Okay. VE-360i.
This is KSA-FQN. All right, I'm on 14652. Go ahead. KSA-FQN.
KF Kilo. This is KF8BOT.
This is Kilo Fox, Todd 8, Fox, Shot 2, late November. I was just calling on Mr. Peter. I was trying to contact Victor Echo 3, Teletele India. They're trying to, he's in Ontario, I'm in Emily City, and we're trying to see if we can talk on Simplex or hear each other on it.
Good deal and good luck. It's if you can get it, that's pretty decent.
Roger, thank you. And yeah, I hope I get to reach him. I don't know if he's still in Mr. Peter, but you have a good rest of your day. And this is KF8FQN, 73 and clear.
Good copy, 73 clear. I'll be monitoring.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie India. This is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Are you still on this computer? This is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. I'm assuming that Victor Echo 3, Charlie India is off of this freak. So, KFA, FQM, clear for now.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie India, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is radio. Yeah, Roger. I got high-fiving rat tail.
Sounds good. I was able to hear you a little bit better that time. I'm using a Radiodity GA-168 right now, and that's I'm talking to one of the roll-up N9PAX J-poles, so nothing too fancy on my end.
Local WALAP repeater in the pier.
which is about 8 miles away from me. So that's a whole, how many miles, like, 4 or 5 maybe. But yeah, I'm actually surprised at getting a computer, router 3 you can say, from what I'm hearing in Megalink. But, yeah, I kind of assume that because of the industry and like, the buildings and everything, it's kind of like a,
yeah, so there's a lot that can go into how you hit a repeater. You know, it could be the elevation of the antenna on the repeater you're trying to hit, or maybe there's obstacles in the way, or there's a lot that goes into that. But, I mean, it's good you at least found one you can get into pretty easily. You know, for me, I'm down in a city, it seems like there's a plethora of repeaters that I can hit, but it's good you're able to at least get on one that's linked and you can get out a little bit.
Yeah, Roger, so, do you know why, maybe, like, why is getting a computer better than my local one? Because, I know, this one, I'm on UHF. So I'm assuming that's good at penetrating or it bounces off stuff. And I got this 6-inch rat tail I made, so that could be another reason. But my local repeater operates on a VHS. I don't think I came in clear there. VHS. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, this is KCAWNI, just for ID. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that, too, I think. You know, some people, I hear mixed things. It's like sometimes VHF gets good reach, other times UHF gets good reach. It's kind of, your mileage may vary depending on your setup, but it sounds like you found one that's working pretty good. I'm copying you really good now. I'm not sure. When you first started talking to now, I feel like maybe you moved around a little bit.
Hey, Roger, I'm not even talking louder to my mic, which is a shocker. But yeah, I love this valve thing I have. It's a ER-152. It pushes 10 watts. Again, the same antenna I got on it and stuff, I really enjoy it. But I have a QRZ-1. It's called an Explorer, and it's a small little 5-watt radio. It can't really hit anything except for Simplex. But the audio quality on that QRZ-1 is awesome. Receiving and transmitting, it feels like you're talking to somebody like, in a room with you, if you're saying. But I'm outside right now. I always test out like my emergency kit that I make. And yeah, everything's working.
That's great. It's glad to hear you're enjoying the hobby, and nice to see you. Nice to hear you made a little antenna. Always cool. Glad to hear that you're in the hobby. You know, maybe get some of your buddies to do it with you. You know, get your friends or get your school to do it with you. That's always a lot of fun too. But, I'm gonna have to let you go. Go home, and I got some stuff I gotta take care of around the house. So nice talking with you. Just wanted to finally say hi to you. I've heard you a little bit, but it's hard for me to get on radio sometimes. So this will be KCWNI. I'm going to be clear on your final.
Well, Roger, it's a pleasure talking to you. Pleasure meeting you. And really quick, I thought this was kind of funny. I always get a superstition that that rat tail on my antenna, if I take it off and put on a VHF rat tail, I always think that it's just because of the position of my rat tail, that's why I'm getting a good signal. I don't know why I think that, I just, always have, but, 73 to you, have a good rest of your day, and this is KF8-SQN, clear.
Yeah, sounds good. Your position of the rat tail, I suppose, could be something to it, but just play with a little bit more and see what you can dig up. It's a pretty fun hobby. I've been tinkering with it for a long time, so
73. Enjoy the rest of your day. This is KCHWNIO.
KFAFQN from W2PUT Mobile.
This is Kilo Fox Shot 8, Fox Shot Quebec November. Go ahead, and really quick, how am I coming in?
A little static on your signal, but otherwise copyable. Yeah, your call sign, my brother used to be a ham. Of course, his prefix was different, but his last three letters was FQN, so I thought that was kind of amusing. Yeah, the name here's Dan. And we're mobile, just coming into the Atlanta, Georgia area right now.
This is KFAFQN. Wait, did you say Atlanta, Georgia? Wait.
State
Georgia, right?
Yes, I did say Atlanta, Georgia. We're on our way back to Southeast Michigan from the Orlando Hamcation, you know, Hamfest in Orlando. I'm coming in via a mobile all-star node, though. So, yeah. There's no weird RF going on. It's through the magic of the internet.
Hi, Roger. Yeah. I thought you were leaving Atlanta. I thought you were in Atlanta right now talking, like through the radio waves. I got so confused. But yeah, the All Star nodes make sense. I've been wanting to make my Raspberry Pi into an all-star node, but I kind of quit that project because I had to use for it right now, because as you can tell, I'm giving it to the computer, and Emily City is very good, so I don't really have a use for it. But I want to make a tracker for satellites with my Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, the Raspberry Pis are fun to play around with. I've been building nodes for quite a number of years now. Yeah, the node I'm on, I'm talking to the node via RF. The RF side of the node, it's a 900 megahertz full duplex repeater. It's not a big repeater, mind you, but... Yeah, the 3 watts gets me what I need. Frequently use it at, when I'm out and about to get back into, you know, whatever system. And being full duplex allows me full control over it. I've had this, in various permutations before All-Star came to exist. I built this approaching 20 years ago. Built it when I worked at the state at the radio shop in Northville, and I've been gone from there for 15 years, and man, it's probably 5 years before I left there. You know, ultimately we added the All-Star to it when that became practical. It's got a lot of hours on it. I enjoy it quite a bit. We do a lot of road tripping.
This is KFAFQN. Well, you guys are lucky. We're going to California this spring. That's where I was born. I was born in Vista. Lived here in Michigan after my mom and dad were born. But I heard a breaking station, so go ahead. So we got a breaking station. Was.
Yeah, this is Brad again, BU369, yeah. What's your call sign again, phonetically? I'm trying to look through on QRZ, B3CCI.
Connecting to CNN Network.
This is CCR, I believe. I remember you. I didn't hear you on Deflect, but my call sign is Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Foxtrot, Quebec, November. As in KF8, FC1.
Roger, Roger. Go ahead, the other station, B3CCI.
Okay, and good afternoon to you there. Name here is Dan. We're just not quite to downtown Atlanta here on I-75 heading north. Had a great time in Orlando this week. Spent a couple of days at Disney and hanging out with friends and doing the Orlando Ham Fest. Yeah, we've been listening for a little bit here. I usually spend most of my time over on the East Coast Reflector, but every now and again we hang out on the FBI system here. This is WU2PUT Mobile.
I'm only on ECR2 as well, via Echolink.
Oh, okay. Do you ever get on the Friday Night Usenet?
But I gotta go, my dad's calling me. Don't miss 7 review guys, it's nice to talk to you. It's the KF8F9 for you.
Alright, 7-3, yeah, and I have known Dick JPQ since I was in my teens. You know, we're originally from that area. 7-3, W2PUT Mobile.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Dano. How was Hamcation?
Be clear, listening.
Good afternoon, Sean. Hey, we had a great time with Hamcation. I wonder if all those blinky lights are going. If they're going to go the other way, are they going to hop back on, loop around? Show up some red on the maps of Google here as we come into Atlanta. Well, traffic through Atlanta always sucks. I mean, it never doesn't, but yeah, it looks like there's a crash up ahead. But anyway, we had a great time. And we stayed with Jerry NHJS and his wife. They rent a condo for a couple months down there. Yeah, so they retired. Actually, they're coming back in a couple weeks, but yep, had a great time.
Well, good. I hope the weather was better. It was pretty brutal down there for Florida. I would have been very disappointed had I been down there with some of the temperatures I was seeing. So hopefully you avoided that. I haven't been following. But I figured since it's not making the national news, perhaps it's gotten back to at least palatable. Murphy, N8NM, he has a place down there. And I keep threatening one of these years I'm going to come down there and pay him a visit during Hamcation week and but this year they had some things they had to do up here, and they're still here, in possibly the worst winter we've had in decades. He had to get stuck up here for the winter. But so I've yet to be. In fact, I've never set foot in Florida ever. So if I do go down there to Hamcation at some point, it'll be a first.
Well, it's not the biggest ham fest, I will say. Dayton is definitely bigger. There's no two ways about it. But, I mean, it's nice. There's a lot of people go. I found a bargain this year. I got it. It looks like it may never have been tuned. The UHF flat pack. I remember it's all Waver Phelps Dodge on it, but it says untuned and it's got a Motorola sticker on the side, but the slugs look like they've never moved. Got it for $40, which that's pretty darn good, you know. Purchase of opportunity. So if you come down just for the fest and not make a vacation out of it, you'd probably be disappointed to go all that way just for the fest. But, you know, of course, like I said, we stayed with Jerry and his wife. You know, the missus came along. And we did a couple of days at Disney and, you know, in the parks and Disney Springs and whatnot. And did, you know, the entertainment district there. Had a great time. So, you know, the Hamfest is a good excuse to do some vacation.
You're running up my electric bill.
Outstanding. Let that meter spin, baby.
Well, that's good. I like I said, one of these days I'll get down there, but don't know. But maybe your ears are burning. Somebody was asking about you this morning. They saw you connected up, and they were intrigued by the 900. That's what got them really, ooh, 900. And I said, oh, no, no, no. I said, that's his node that he runs in the car. So, but, all right, real good. I'm going to let you travel there, and I'm going to get to, I might run out here and do a little shopping, get some stuff in the house here. You're going to see, if you're in Atlanta now, I'm guessing you left this morning, so where's the, you're planning to stop, I'm guessing, being 257, you're stopping somewhere. Going to try to make Ohio, or are you going to bunker down before then?
Yeah, it depends upon how we feel. You know, I'm thinking perhaps Knoxville area. That's where we made it to last year. We wanted to make it further last year on the way back, but the driving day was just terrible last year. It was heavy rains, and you know there was, you know, the roads were half flooded. It was a terrible drive back, but I'm hoping to make at least Knoxville, and then you know, finish it up tomorrow. I mean, no use wearing ourselves out, you know. I do have a 900 on the repeater on the air, though. You know, just not just the note, the Marignard 927-0375 at the Wayne County site there, Marignard, aka 4101.
Right, right. Well, Wally just bought one of those Tates that not only does multi band, but it also does multiple protocol. But its other claim to fame, in addition to be multi band UHF, VHF, and 800, it also does 900, including the ham portion. So he's been pretty excited about that. P25 BMR analog. Kind of the closest thing to a holy grail radio we've got so far. I know the Viking VP 800 also boasts the same thing, but the Tate 9800 or 9900, whatever it is, comes in either portable or mobile flavor, and it's very reminiscent of a 5550 mobile as far as form factor and look and feel. So we are anxiously listening as Wally gets that thing programmed up, and we see how it works and how it plays. Still not cheap, but it's not Motorola. It's not Motorola expensive, or not quite VP800 Viking expensive. Still up there.
When I was still at the state, I got to evaluate a couple of the tapes when they were first putting them out there for use on the state system. Okay, so that goes back quite a number of years. But, you know, I was impressed with the quality. And, you know, the few I've seen here and there after, you know, since then, not a bad radio. They really aren't. I would be lying if I said otherwise. I don't know whether they still do or not, but at one point in time, they tape was OEMing the lower end radios for Ericsson, and right about the time they transitioned from Ericsson to the mostly forgotten ComNet critical systems before they were MACOM.
Wyatt, were you trying to jump back in?
This is JFA FQN. Sorry about that. I was trying to test out my, I had VHS rat tail on, and I was trying to test it out, and I was on the wrong frequency. Sorry about that.
No problem. Let you carry on. But, yeah, it does look like a nice product. I've seen some of their commercial offerings, and Dan, and I've been impressed. They had a series of repeaters that were out. They were like almost like VME. You know, they'd have the upright cards that would slide in and out, the exciter and the receiver and everything. And you know, I wouldn't call it Quantar light, but kind of. But my kitty, who's been very very sick, just came upstairs and is meowing at me. I think I have to go see what's going on here. So I will listen out, and then I might have to jump out of here. W8FU.
Okay, Sean. Hey, pleasure chatting, as always. And happy listening. W2PU T-Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 51 degrees.
All right, WNSSM Mobile, Patton City.
This is KFA.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, I'm going to try this now. This is KFA-FQN. KFA-FQN.
Thank you.
this is Kilo Foxtrot. It was Foxtrot
Connection. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 52 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, FASQ, is this getting through to anybody?
This is KFASQN. I didn't hear a call sign. It's waste my radio, but go ahead.
Hello, FQN. This is KF8FFQ. I'm taking that Anytone radio for a drive. I'm kind of curious if I'm even audible. I'm thinking about returning this thing. I'm trying to hit a repeater, and Holly, I barely could make out what you were saying in that last transmission, so I'm thinking maybe the radio's got some RF issues, I don't know.
Alright, Roger, I'm not on echoing right now, I'm using my real radio. On echoing, it looks like I'm coming in clear, but I got you loud and clear. Also, are you okay with your call sign and you being inside of a YouTube video?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as if you get rid off of it, just send me a couple bucks. But yeah, I heard that you're coming in through Echo Link and you're able to pick me up loud and clear. I'm hitting the repeater, so that must mean that at my home base there I don't have very good signal. But I appreciate the signal report there, and good luck on creating your video. I'm getting pretty close to home, though, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hold this repeater.
All right, Roger. I'm using my real radio right now. I'm using Echolink to see my signal strength. But I can hit this repeater better than my local one. But I found out why. It's Lapeer, it's the farther away, it's supposed to be in, Lapeer, but now it's farther away than Romeo. It's, 20-some miles away. But, yeah, you sound great. I had a pleasure, had a good time talking to you. Pleasure meeting you again. And this is KFAXQN, Debbie Green Clear. Or Clear Relax.
All right, Sunny Green Clear, this is KFAF. Steve, I cannot think and drive and talk, and I'm done.
Roger,
this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, starting a pre-net for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Portnet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KD8REQ.
Net control, please
recognize
N8BZR, November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, no traffic.
Roger, I got two stations, doubled, but I'm KD8SWR. Jeff, thank you, good afternoon to you. And then there was a November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. Were you in and out? Over.
Yes, I'm in and out.
All right, thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Have a good day. This is KD8RHP, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call.
Error 200.
taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call 88RHB.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim from D2, Macomb County, checking in.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Roger. Tim, you are loud and clear. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Out.
November 8th,
Quebec, DDT Quebec. Roger. Thanks for checking in. I got you added to the list. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking free net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service 4NET. Please call 888-RHB.
This is Kilo Frank 8 Frank Sierra Quebec.
The Kilo Frank station again, please.
Kilo Frank 8 Frank Sierra Quebec.
Roger, Kilo Frank 8 Frank Sierra Quebec. Roger, I got you added in. Thanks for checking in. This is KD8RHB. Are there any other stations wishing to check in?
Flip 600. Time out.
This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KD8RHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform. Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, November 8 Bravo Zulu Romeo In and Out, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November In and Out, Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, November 8 Hotel Echo Echo In and Out, Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Romeo Foxtrot, November 8 Quebec Yankee, Quebec, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Sierra, Quebec, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, November 8, Echo Romeo Lima. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call.
This is November 8, November Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo Roger, got you added on the list. Thanks for checking in. Our other stations, please call. Okay, I'm hearing none. Max is off this week. He checked in and out, so I'll start off today. Basically, not too much going on. I do have a Skywarn Officer meeting Tuesday night here locally in Kellen County. Get to meet with a group and go over things with them. Other than that, I hope to have a District 5 EC meeting next week, Monday, and hope I haven't had one face-to-face in a while, so hoping to be able to do that. And then here's the first weekend there in March is the Interoperability Conference. So that's about all I have, so we'll go ahead and get started here at the top of the list. So November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform, what are your comments, Mike?
I'm glad to see the warm weather here. It was nice to be able to walk outside today and not have to have thermal everything on, and I'm sure everybody else agrees. Now we get to go through the mud phase, but thank you for being that control. Now I'll be sitting here monitoring if I'm needed. Any to you.
All right, very good, Mike. Yeah, I can't agree more. Thanks again for getting set up. Next on the list, Kilo Bravo 8, here with you, Romeo. Jeff.
Student and Brett and everybody in the net, yeah, thanks, Mike, for getting it set up. Just trying to get some stuff done outside, so heard the net coming up, and here I am. A lot going on locally, not a lot on the public side, but a lot of stuff in the works, so we'll talk to you later. Keep it up here.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thank you so much for getting the VHF set up today. Thanks for everything you guys do. We really appreciate it. All right, we'll take the next one on the list is WVTQZ, and then we'll take a standby. Go ahead, Mike.
Good afternoon, Brick, KD, and RHP, and Michigan Air, PSCNet, WVTQZ, here in Rocker City, ECO, Prince County, and Max, MITNet manager. Well, activity on the nets is moving along fairly well. Propagation is getting better for the time, and we're certainly glad for that. The weather, we've finally gotten a break. It's rather extraordinary cold. I guess it's going to last for a few days. I have heard varying estimates of a weather event midweek, anywhere from next to nothing to maybe 6 or 7 inches of snow. So we'll be curious to see how that plays out. That's all the news from here. Thank you.
All right, very good, Mike. Got to hear you twice today, this morning on the MAX, and here we are now. So good to hear you again. Thanks for checking in, and good signal this afternoon from you. All right, we'll take a quick standby. Is there anyone listening that wishes to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call KD8RHB. Okay, hearing none, back to the list, the Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
KD8RHB in the net, this is KGBD. The name is Jim, I am EC for Washtenaw County. Thanks for taking the net, I appreciate that. There's not too much going on here right now, but starting to be beginning of March, things start to crank up. We saw their first siren net, so we go through and try to go through and find all the busted sirens. If we find three, three or four that have an issue every year. So we try and find those out. We got a great group of people out there working on it. We're going to try and set up some in-person meetings for some of the people, starting with our Racies group for the county here. Those are basically county vetted. So those are the ones we go to first, and we'll also work down through the area thing and see what's going on. Currently going through and sort of pounding away at the Michigan Volunteer Registry. We're trying to get that set up here. Thanks to John Blue, the NX08 or DEC for District 2, and that'll give us some extra good.
UHF Hub, disconnected. T-O-T-D-I-S. UHF Hub, connected to Flynn 600. Levering, UHF, disconnected. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8FQN listening. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Wyatt from Elmer City, listening. KFAFQN clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours.
Clear.
34 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
Clear.
32 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.